start teaching about creation in schools, in the science classroom, and you wouldn't have to mess with too many textbooks. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, interesting observation there. You, though, participated in a debate on this subject, and you noticed a more balanced education wouldn't require monumental change.
No, John, I picked up a few biology textbooks, and I noticed I could happily flip through them chapter after chapter without any disagreement. It's normally only a few pages that present the problem, those that state the overarching theory, the big picture, the worldview.
So you're saying allowing creation into the science classroom wouldn't take up much space or much time?
No, you don't have to know where the universe came from to study its enormity and complexity. You don't have to know how life began to dig into DNA.
Okay, then, so where's the rub? Where do things really start to heat up?
Well, whenever science steps out of its domain to make philosophical statements, for example, nothing existed before the origin of the universe, or the universe was a cosmic accident, mind naturally evolved from matter, or life sparked into existence from non-life. These are all philosophical statements. You can't demonstrate these things scientifically. They're assumptions based on a godless worldview. You don't need to believe them to do science.
And those who believe a creator was responsible do science too, and do it well.
Thousands of Christian schools teach science from the perspective of a creator, graduating students who go on to demonstrate academic excellence in the sciences at universities across the world. When a student asks if the cosmos needs a creator, don't shut them down and shut them up. Present both sides of the argument and let them make an inference to the best explanation.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at the website reasonwhy.org.